Psalm 15, a psalm of David. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. To ascend the hill of Mount Zion is no small thing. To dwell in the presence of the Lord Almighty forever and ever is no light matter. Many today think entrance into heaven is some cheap, easy thing, as if you just grab some free ticket and stuff it in your back pocket and just go on your merry way and live as you please. And then you're guaranteed heaven upon death because, of course, Jesus died for you. This is a twisted and distorted view of God's great salvation, and it is not the truth. No, the scriptures say, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. And, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. No evil will dwell in his presence. This is why we are commanded to repent and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. This is why we are told to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. The only way we can dwell with the Lord Himself is if we are holy, just as He is holy. This is why Paul warned believers and said, for this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. He said, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Lip service, self-proclaimed faith cannot save you. This quote-unquote faith with no transformed life, this quote-unquote faith with no good works to prove it, is, as James says, dead. No, only the true faith that is received through genuine repentance to the Lord and His holiness, only this real faith that is manifested through a transformed life unto good works, only this faith can save. And so let us not be deceived. Those who continue in sin and love sin, even if they claim to have faith in Jesus, they will not dwell on Mount Zion, the Lord's holy hill. No, our Lord Jesus Himself was holy, harmless, undefiled, without sin. And He calls us to forsake the path of sin and uncleanness and walk this same path of holiness with Him. He is the light of the world, and He calls us to leave the darkness behind and walk in His marvelous light with Him. He shed His blood and poured out His Spirit so that we might be washed and sanctified and justified, so that we might stand worthy before Him. And so, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Those who walk uprightly, those who work righteousness, those that speak the truth in their hearts, those that don't backbite with their tongues, nor do evil to their neighbors, nor take up any reproach or gossip against them, those who look at those who have chosen the path of uncleanness and sin and reject their ways and their lifestyle, and will not bow and honor them. But those that honor and humbly learn from those that fear the Lord. Those that stay true to the Lord's word and their own word, even to the point of suffering, and will not change. Those that don't take advantage of the poor and others through charging interest and other means, nor take a reward against the innocent. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Psalm 15.